Today's daf is daf kufchet. We're holding a daily commission. Daf kufzayin on the bait. Dora mabul eilam chelak olam haba vein omdim badin. Shenemar lo yadun ruchi ba'adam lo olam, which applies two things, lo din v'lo ruach. So the mission is making an assumption that we recognize the difference between olam haba, which has been the topic here of the perek, and we've never discussed really the issue of din. We did discuss triyat ametim. We didn't define any kind of difference really between olam haba and triyat ametim. You remember in the beginning of the sugya, the question of Gemara was, the very first Gemara was, why is it that it should be just because somebody says ein triyat ametim b'torah that they don't have a chelek olam haba? Then said that it was mida k'neged mida, because instead of which implied that the two were basically the same. Here the Mishnah is making a distinction between Amida Bedin, which we're assuming, most of the Mepharshim assume that Amida Bedin is a reference to the need, as the Sugi was Merames earlier, to take the Guf and the Shema together in order to be able to be done, because otherwise each one has a Taina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Areini Markiv, so the Mashal of the Higer and the Suma, which would mean that actually there's two different issues, so that there's an advantage to being Chai, Latid Lavo, in order to have a Din. Now even if that Din turns out to be terrible, Ve'elu L'deira'on Olam, but at least it's something. It's not complete and total loss. There's an element of Tikkun, even as we learned earlier, the idea of the Nishmoteim Nisrefet, and it becomes now Efer, Tachake, the Ragle HaTzadikim. That itself implies that at least the information of their lives is somehow incorporated and part of reality. Mashenkin, if somebody isn't even Chai Ledin, so in the Rambam's Lashon, it's Nevat Kibeima, it's as if he never existed. It's taken advantage of as part of the background of the growth of life. So the Ramabal has no Chelek at all, not a Chelek in Olam Haba, and not even in the ultimate Tikkun. So there's no Amida Bedin. The Diuk is from the Pasuk, Lo Yadun Ruchi Ba'adam Olam. So Lo Yadun is a Lashon of Din, plus there will be no Ruach. So you need to have a Ruach in order to be Chai in Olam Haba. And of course, Yadun is Kipshuto. Dor haflaga ein lam chelak l'olam haba, but here it's only the loss of olam haba. Shnema vayafetz Hashem otam misham al pnei kol ha'aretz, and furthermore it says misham hefitzam. So vayafetz Hashem otam, that refers to scattering them b'olam hazeh, which of course was a direct result of the haflaga. Misham hefitzam Hashem is reference to l'olam haba. Anshei Sidom, Elam Chelak Olam Haba. Shemav Anshei Sidom Ra'im, Vechata'im Lashem Ma'od, Ra'im Ba'olam Hazeh, Chata'im L'Olam Haba. But there's no indication that they're not Omdim Badin, because it only refers to two levels. Rabbi Nechemia Omer Elav Elohim Omdim Badin. Both the Dora Mabul and Anshei Sidom do not have even Amida Badin, Shemav. Alken Lo Yakumu Rishaim Ba'mishpat, Vechata'im Ba'adat Sadikim. So Akin lo yakumu rishaim b'mishpat refers to the Dora Mabul, who are called Rabat Ra'at Adam. So that's Resha. Chata'im is referring to Elan Shei Sedom, because it says that they're Ra'im v'chata'im la'ashem ma'od. So Elan Shei Sedom, so apparently they're the same. In other words, they have the same future. To which responded the Chachamim, Omrulo, Enam Omdim. It only says here, Akin lo yakumu b'adat tzadikim. Doesn't say that they don't have any future. There's just no adat tzadikim, aval omdim, ba'adat rishayim. However, there is also an edav rishayim latid lavo, and therefore it does not imply that there's no din at all. Dor hamidbar en lam chelak l'olam haba ve'in omdim badin. The dor hamidbar, after the chet ha-miraglim, lost their chelak in olam haba. Shenemar ba'midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamutu. So there's two different issues. The end in the midbar and the death latid lavo. So says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Alehem Omer. That's exactly what the pasuk is referring to when it writes Isfuli Chasidai Korte Briti Alezava. Who are the Korte Brit? That refers to the ones who were Eved Al Har Sinai in the Dor HaMidbar. So how can you possibly say that the ones who were Koreit the Brit, Alei Zevach, those with the Zvachim that were brought on Har Sinai, should be the ones that don't have any Asifa? As if as this is called them to me. We talk about Mita as Vayeya Seif. Adat Korach inati dalalot. Furthermore, according to Rabbi Akiva, Adat Korach also has no future at all. Because it says Vatchas aleihem ha'aretz, that's b'olam hazeh, ve'yavdu mitoch ha'kahal, it's permanent. L'olam haba. So says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he argues here too, aleihem hu Omer, and this of course is a neshira as Chana herself sang, Hashem mimit umchaye morit sha'al vayal. Now, of course, Chana was the one who was singing about Adat Korach, because she's the one who was singing about the birth of Shmuel. Shmuel was the reason that Korach made the mistake in the first place, because he said, ooh, if Shmuel is shakul keneged Moshe, we are on. Yisofu latzit mimeni, so it must be that I have the zchut to be omeid keneged both Moshe v'Aaron. Okay, turned out he was wrong, but obviously in her reference to Morit Sha'ol, the only time we heard about a Morit Sha'ol was by Adat Korach, that they were Yoreid L'Sha'ol. Therefore, Chana must have been singing about the Aliyah of Adat Korach, in which case there is a future for Adat Korach. Tana Rabbanan. Doram Abuleinam Chelev L'Olam Abba Shinemar. Vayimach Kol Ha'ikum Ha'shal Pnei Adama. Vayimach. That means Kol Ha'ikum Olam Hazeh. And then it repeats unnecessarily Vayimachu Min Ha'aretz. That must refer to Arzot HaChayim L'Olam Abba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer Lo Chayim V'Lo Nidonim. It's not just that they're not Chay, but also that there's no Din. Shinemar Lo Yodun Ruchi Badam L'Odam L'Olam Lo Din V'Lo Ruach. Davar Acher Lo Yodun Ruchi Shelotei Nishmatam Chuzeret L'Nadina. The Lashon over here, Yadun, is not, doesn't have to be to Din. It could be to Techiyah, because the Nadan, Lashon Din, is a sheath for a sword. And the body is a sheath, essentially, for the soul. So it means that there will be no Techiyah. It's the same idea, except it doesn't focus on the Din, but rather on the Techiyah that's necessary for Din. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosef Omer, Afilu Bisha'a, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Machazir Neshamot, Livgarim Meitim, Nishmatan Kasheh Lahem Begehinom. That's not the way it works. The fact is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machazir Neshamot to all. However, that very Neshama to them is such a horrific pain because it's never able to tolerate the goof in which it had been linked, And because of that, the Neshama itself destroys the goof. Something like a suicidal or where a person's so disgusted with himself. So here the Neshama finds no ability to reside in that goof. And that's the meaning of the insightful pasuk, which is a strange pasuk, that taharu chashash teldu kash ruchachem eish tochalachem. So taharu kash is the sense that the very waking up will be chashash. It will be like chatzatz. You will be born to straw, and your very ruach will become the eish that will eat you up. Tana Rabbanu Doram Abu lo nitga'u elo bishvil tova shehishpi'a lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only reason the Doram Abu got into such trouble is because of the immense good that they had. The unfortunate comparisons to current Western society are extremely dramatic. Makativ Bem, what does it say over here? Bateyem shalom mipachad. These were people who had no fear. These are all psukim from Iyov. So their homes were without any fear. V'lo shevet aloha alehim. They never were punished by God. Uchtiv. It also continues to say, Shoro ibar v'lo yag'il. Tefalet parato v'lo teshakel. So the ox will impregnate, will never miss. The female will give birth, the cow will give birth, and never lose a vlad. Uchtiv. Furthermore, we have the same idea of Yishalchu chatzon avilehem v'yaladeh mirakedo. They could send out their kids into the streets without fear. And they dance their way to school without any problem. Yisu betov v'chinor v'yisbechu l'kol ugav. They're all carrying iPods and listening to all this beautiful music. Uchtiv yivalu yameim betov v'shnotam b'ni yameim. And they waste all their days and all the goodness that they had. Their years are spent in sweetness. Uberega sha'o yechato. They even die without any problem. They just drop dead. You know, lots of heart disease. Ve'yiga ma'shamru la'el. It's because of that that they were able to tell God and put it on the face of Time magazine. Sur mimenu. Ve'dat rachecha lo chafatznu. Ma'shadai ki na'avdenu. U'mano yo ki nivgabo. Get out of here. We have no interest in knowing your ways. Who is God that we should worship? And what good is it to pray to him? What do we need God for anyway? For take care of the rain. We have water purification. We can always buy, you know, a bottle of bottled water. With the very good that I give them, that's what they use now to reject me. It'd be with that that I will punish them. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Dora Mabul lo nidgau ela b'shvil galgala ayin. The point of the Dora Mabul was to take in everything that they could take in with the orbit of their eye. Shema vayikulem nashim mikol asher bacharu. And note, of course, that the word for the waters is the ein, the ayin. So that water represents the eye of man. That's a nifku ko ma'ayanot. Ma'ayanot means from the eye, essentially. Tohom rabba. Varubot ha-shamayim niftachu. So from this point on, we're going to concentrate on the issues that really give a deeper insight into the Mishnah, which is the interaction with the aspects of the Dor HaMabul to the development of the world bichlal. In other words, the idea that they have no place, latitavo, even in terms of din, is a direct result of the way in which they did not participate in the continued evolution of life. So it's from here on in, we talk about sexuals. It's all about their willingness to take that which was part of the process of the growth of life and simply use it for self-gratification. So we talk over here first about the Galgal Ha'ayin, the use of pornography, in general, free sexuality, the Shkit Kol Basar Darko, all the way down to the wasting of sperm, the wastage of rain, we'll see later on. But this whole idea is, therefore, they don't participate in the history of life, because there's no real interest in that history. And so, because of that, I will be done then with the Galgal Ha'ayin, and that becomes now the water. This becomes very now symbolic, as I call it. The issue of the essential drive of life is water link. So initially, the sharing of life, pre-sexually, was just through the sharing of genes in water. The development of life, which became carrying around your own water and carrying around your own ocean, left still germ cells to be very much part of the oceanic experience. In not being willing to participate in that flow of life and the development of life, they lost all rights to life and became devastated with the very water that to them was just, you know, part of the way life is. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Dor HaMabul b'rabba kilkelu b'rabba nidonu. We find that the word rabba, b'rabba kilkelu b'yar ki rabba ra'at ha'adam, u'b'rabba nidonu, and it says rabba means like beyond the normal limits, just out of limits. So the din was b'rabba. Shinema ko ma'ayanot tohom rabba. Of course, the home is connected to the nature of Tohu, which is chaos, which is the non-specific mixture of life. This goes all the way back to the earliest pre-Yismach Hashem b'Maasav, which was before the earth was makbid on genetic security. And remember that it was Nasud Shaim Kavachom Mebatzman, that they would not freely share genes. That was the early development of life in which the content of information became protected so it couldn't be penetrated by other species. The whole idea over here, and that was Yismach Hashem b'Maasav, the Gemara Goldman says. The first joy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt in creation was that there was a natural development of the protection of genetic information. And what they were doing was regressive in the extreme. And because of that, they lose that sense of protection. There's no longer any participation in the Yisbach Hashem b'Maasav. This accounts for the only time that we find God gets sad. So in other words, connected the Yisbach Hashem b'Maasav, it's v'yeditat seva libo. So God becomes depressed, k'vayachol, because this is the exact opposite direction from what we're looking for in developing life. Vayar Hashem ki rabba rabu b'rabba nidonofai. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, you'll notice, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi brings this out in Chumash, it's not brought out well in the Gemara, that in the p'ticha of the Mabul, it says, kol mayanot om rabba. At the end of the Mabul, where it talks about the vayisachru, that the Mabul ended and the mayanot were closed, it doesn't say kol, it just says mayanot. So apparently they weren't all closed. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, shlosha nishtayu mehem. There are indeed three of these hot springs that are left. There's Balua, the spring of Balua in Hamad Gader. There's Hamit Veria. And then there's the great spring in Biram, all of which are hot springs that are nishtayer from the idea of the Mayanot of the Mabu. Kishchit ko basar darko la aratomeram Yochanan. Kishchit darko always refers to sexual derech. So it's derech gever ba'alma, the Gemara Kedusha points out. So melamed shirbiu beim al chayav, chayav beim ava kol al adam, v'al adam v'adam al akot. This idea of interspecies sex was, again, mamish like today, was very popular. Omra baba barkana v'kulam chazru. All of them ended up becoming, after the Mabul, very much concentrated on their own species. Chutz mi tushlami, except for the tushlami bird that continues to mate outside of its species. Vayomer Hashem l'Noach, kitz kol basar balafanai. Omer Rabbi Yochanan is amazing, because borei kama gadol tocha shel chamas. We have over here this discussion of the total violation of the way the earth is running. And yet at the end, the only thing that we find as the chatimah is the Dora Mabul of Ral HaKol. I mean, basically, they're thrown out everything. But the Chatima of the Gzardin, Lo Nechtam Aleim Gzardinam, Ad Sheposhtu Yedeihem Begezel. Where do we see this? Shenemar, Ki Malah Haaretz Hamas Bipneihem, V'ninim Hashchitam Et Haaretz. Because, says specifically, it's Hamas, so that it's the willingness to take what belongs to others. It was a fascinating issue, of course, because we know that the idea of Geneva, the idea of Hamas, goes back to Damim, which goes back to Dam, which goes back to the Adama, which connects fundamentally to the whole sexual theme here. Because what we're talking about is the closure of the Elium. It's a very beautiful, beautiful issue. I'll just repeat briefly, which is the Yismach Hashem de Ma'asav, which is a beautiful horror. The Yismach Hashem de Ma'asav was the simcha of evolution's discovery of genetic integrity early in the development of life, right? That's the Nasu Tishem Kavachomer. First time that you find God becoming depressed is by the Dora Mabul, which obviously is connected to Yismach Hashem de Ma'asav. That's obviously the opposite of genetic integrity. So the idea over here of not being involved in the evolution of the reproductive process, which is like Ken Yazov Ish et Aviv et Imo, but instead the simple utilization of sex for self-fulfillment, as opposed to fulfillment, became the basis of the destruction of the Dora Mabul. Which we see later on, the whole thing is about sperm and the connection to water and so on. So this brings them back to water. No, it's the initial sharing of genes, which was just in solution, right? And then this Hamas is now the idea of, on the level of the interaction with Bria, Hamas is that which the individual has an extension of self into Bria, which now the money becomes the things that I do in the world also became completely mixed. The Khatima was on the more obvious thing, which to us seems less important, which is the Hamas. But that was the Khatima, not on that Avru al HaKol. So, Ad Sheposhtu Yedeihem Begezel, because it says Malaretz Hamas Bipneihem, because of the Hamas, Hinini Meshchitam Et Haaretz. There's a beautiful pasuk that expresses this, as if the Hamas is a living entity, and it's brought out so powerfully. The way Yechezkel puts it is, HaHamas Kam. So Hamas got up, stood up, L'Materesha. So it stood up basically to point out the power of this Resha, and said, Lo Mehem, V'lo Mehamonam, V'lo Mehemahem, V'lo Noah Bahem. Now what does this mean? Omar Rabbi Elazar Melamed, Shezakaf Atzmo Kemakel, as if the concept of Hamas stood up like a stick, there's nothing that I want to do with these people. Lo mehem, not from the individuals. Lo mehamonam, not from the society. Lo mehem, not from their accomplishments. Lo noah bahem. There's no desire in them. There's no passion in them for anything real. Tanit ve Rabbi Yishmael, af al noach, nechtach gzardin, elashmatzachim b'nei Hashem. The fact is that the Vayinachem Hashem, where there was a complete rejection of the nature of Bria, obviously left no room for a din for Noach to survive. Isn't that right? Because it was not a question of punishment. It's a question, I'm sick and tired of the whole mess. If that's the case, it makes no sense to say, yeah, but he was a tzaddik. Who cares if he's a tzaddik? There's no place for him, because there's no longer a mokum for the Bria of Adam Ba'aretz. Therefore, the correct way to read the pasuk is Nichamti ki asitim. I'm sorry I ever made the idiots. V'noach. So I ever made him too, because it makes no difference. Yet, V'noach matzachim b'nei Hashem means shematzachim. So that means that there was no question of an analysis of worthwhileness. There were no vindications that could be in din. The only question at this point became, was there anything that God could connect to? Not whether there was anything that he was ro'i for. So that the idea of Noach, of course, begins a completely new type of hanhaga, which we've seen, we saw again at Moshe, who appeared at the same time, of course. That's the Bishagamu Basaras Moshe, in which we no longer look at the earth as a place that's supposed to find its own vindication, but it becomes an expression of a relationship which only reaches a level of meaning after many, many years. And so that becomes very close to the event just a year later, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, what the heck do I need any of this for? You find him saying exactly the opposite. That, well, I can't expect anything much from them because, I mean, after all, it's the Leva Adam is destroyed for the moment he's born. What do you expect from these people? I mean, that was exactly the reason they were destroyed in the first place. But here it becomes a poignant statement as opposed to a vicious statement. And that's the difference between a hanhaga of chen and a hanhaga of din. Now, when it says, Vayinachem Hashem ki asat Adam ba'aretz, it already said, Nichamti ki asiti. So that means that this has got to add something. What is this Vayinachem? So Giyata Ravdimi Amar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a lotion of comfort, the Chama. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, Yafe Asiti Shetikanti Lem Kvarot Ba'aretz. It's good, thank heavens. Thank heavens that, you know, we worked this all out, that they could just sort of be absorbed in the earth, because it would have been a disaster. I mean, how would I wipe them out if they were made out of steel, you know? So it's good that it was done that way, because there ain't nothing worthwhile about it. Because we find the word Vayinachem Hashem as comfort, because it says Vayinachem Otam by Yosef and his brothers. He uses the word Vayinachem, obviously not to mean the same as the original Vayinachem Hashem Ki Asah, which is to change one's mind, but rather Vayinachem to comfort. So he comforted his brothers, Vayidaber Alibam, speaking to them. Now, Ikari Amri, others say that, no, indeed, this Vayinachem is also Vayinachem. But, surprisingly, it's a Vayinachem on the Gezerah of the Marble. Rabbanea, pretend you're up here. How would you like me falling asleep? So what's the Vayinachem in this case? In which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was complaining about his own Gezerah. And he was saying, this was a bad idea. Lo yafeh asiti shetikanti lam kvarot ba'aretz. It wasn't a good idea. Because the truth is, if I would have had the patience that ultimately I have to end up learning, so to speak, from Matzachin, we could have avoided this whole thing. And then they just would have perhaps ultimately found their own way. Because we find the word Vayinachem used in that way. Vayinachem. It says here, Vayinachem. Buchtivada Vayinachem Hashem al ha'ra'ah. Shedibir lasot la'mosa. By Moshe's tefillah later on, indeed it says that he changed his mind. The Losha Vayinachem then used here could mean the same thing. Of course, the problem is that here the Vayinachem occurs before the marble. So if, in fact, it was Vayinachem, so why didn't he just stop it? There's a lot of discussion among the Achronim, but I mean, if, you know, the Pashtus is, I don't like my Gezerah, but what can you do? You know, Kvar Nigzerah Gezerah, you know, that type of thing. But alright, there's some who suggest, you know, in Mugdam Mubuchar Batorah, there's an insight that is ex post facto that's placed at the beginning. I suggest other approaches, but I'm not enough. Eila Todot Noach, so moving on now to Noach. Eila Todot Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik, Tamim Haya B'dorotav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, note that it's specified, but obviously a person can only be in his own generation. So what's the point of saying that he was Tamim Bedorotav? He obviously wasn't Tamim in some other time space. So what does that mean? So here we have the famous Machloket. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what it means is Bedorotav velo Bedorotacheri, that he was only relatively Tamim. So he's a Tzadik Tamim in relation to the horror of his generation. You could look at him as a decent fellow. But had he been in any normal generation, he would not have been a very particular Tzadik. Reish Lakish Amar, Bedorotav. Look, if even in the context of that kind of generation, he remained unaffected enough to be called a Tzadik Tamim, so Koshkin Bedorot Acherim, if he was elsewhere, he would of course have been even greater. Omar Rabbi Chanina Mashal de Rabbi Yochanan Lama Davar Domeh. Looking at this metaphorically, you think Rabbi Yochanan would say, the way I see it is, Chavik Shal Yain is not particularly a marvelous smelling thing. I mean, you don't use Yain as perfume. But, I mean, relative to vinegar, it's certainly a nice smell. So if you have a chavit shal yain shetamunachet b'martev shel chometz, somebody has a cellar that is filled with vinegar. He's got this one bottle of wine. Relative to the way everything else smells, this is great, you know? So b'mkomar echanodev, but shelo b'mkomar in rechanodev. Whereas according to Rav Oshaya, mashal v'resh lakish, l'ma'a davar domi, l'tzluchit shel plait. On the contrary, take now a bottle of Chanel. And this is not something that is made for its smell. And it's haitam munach b'makom atinofet. It's sitting here in the middle of a filthy bathroom. So b'mkomar echanodef, it smells good even in a bathroom. Koshkim b'makom abosim, I mean, you walk into a perfumery, it smells even better. This is, I don't think that anybody has ever given a really good explanation of this, but I think I have one. What is this supposed to mean? They're both true. I mean, what's the argument? If you're looking at it relative, so fine. Of course it's true relative. Does that necessarily mean that placed in a different situation it wouldn't have been better? You're saying had it been in a bit better, it would have been better. That means that in its place it was particularly good and not relevant. They're not saying anything, talking past each other. The word basically means the same thing in either context. What the heck is going on here? And the truth is, there's only one person that ever gave a hesber of it, and that's Rashi in Chumash, except nobody notices it. Rashi takes the Gemara and warps the Gemara, and he warps it in a way that is the only way to make sense. So he says the meaning of the issue over here is not Bedorot Acherim. He plucks out of a hat Bedorot Shel Avraham. It's amazing. Furthermore, he changes the language of the Gemara to read, instead of saying he wouldn't have been chashev, he says, lo ya nechshev l'klum. He would have been absolutely worthless. Where the heck does he get such a thing from, right? How can you, nobody says he'd be worthless. It doesn't even make sense to say worthless. Okay, somebody that the Torah calls a tzaddik tamim is worthless. Why say he's worthless? And why would one concentrate on the deprecation? I mean, the Torah's calling a tzaddik. Even if it's true that he wouldn't have registered another generation, you have to bring out the fact. Can't you say the other way, which is certainly true? So therefore, what Rashi's telling you is an amazing thing. By using the word klum, he's telling you that the issue over here is a qualitative question, not a quantitative question. The only explanation for how something could be zero is if it's on a completely different scale. You're saying, is it sad? Fine. On what scale? What defines the nature of tzidkut? So that which would have been defined by the Rosh al Avraham has no room for the level of tzidkut of Noach. The reason that Rashi sees this is based on the drasha of Eta Elohim Bitalech Noach, which are the very next words, which is absolutely crucial in understanding the whole relationship of Noach to the development of the earth. Because the next stage is, as the Medrash points out, Hitalech Lifanai, as opposed to Et Elohim. So as Avram puts it, is Elohim Asher Hitalachti Lifanav, God in front of whom I walk, whereas Noach, it says, God walked with him. That difference, therefore, says Rashi, has got to be what they're talking about. Is that a qualitative difference, or is that just a quantitative difference? He's saying that's the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Mishloach. If you believe that it's possible because you have the religious tzidkis of Noah, he's to walk with God. I mean, everybody walks with God to some extent or another, right? So he's walking with God. Does that develop into the freedom of an Avraham Avinu who takes risks and takes the world as being meaningful and walks in front, recognizes the whole point is freedom and the self-development, that's the Lech Lecha? Or does it never develop that way? Maybe just the opposite. Maybe it even tends in the opposite direction, in which case he'd be worthless. And that's the Machlokas of Rashi. In which case, it's really a Machloket bin HaKatzeh LaKatzeh. It's not a question of they're saying the same thing in different words. It's dramatically different, and it's supported by the very next word. Is the Et related to Lifanai? Okay, enjoy it, think about it. Bunch of no good nicks. All right. Omer Rabbi Hanina, we said. Rishaya, we said. We're up to Vayimacht kolay kumasha pnei ha'adama. All of life was wiped away. Now, im adam chata beimama chata. I mean, it's true that we said that the behemoth were also part of this intersexual jazz. But I mean, they don't have choice. So why would they be punished? Tonem bishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, mashal la'adam, sha'asa chupa lebno. Look, consider a guy makes a beautiful wedding. And he's preparing this chuppah, and he has the cater, and he's paid the catering bill. V'itkin mikol minei seuda. L'yamim meit b'no, right before the wedding, his son drops dead. No, so what does he do now? So, amadu, pizer et chuppato. What does he do? He throws everything out. Amakluma siti el b'shvil b'ni, what do you think I need to eat this? Akshav shebeit, chuppah lamali, what do I need this for? Ava gadosh borcho amar lok. I mean, this whole thing was only so that it should reach a level of development that has to come from human awareness. Tzaklum barati be'imav ha'chayna el b'shvil adam. If there's not going to be any future to this, what I need the whole thing for? So Hashem Shadam Chotei Meimavachaya Lamali. Note that it says Mikolah Shebecharava Meitu Velo Dagim Shebeyam. It stresses only the things on dry land died, not the fish in the waters. Now, again, this goes back to what we were talking about before, because the problem over here was the development of life outside of the water, essentially. In other words, the great solvent is still perfectly functional for the development of life on that level, where you have pre-sexual sharing of genes. So in Mela, there was no response that had to do with the water. That's why fish are always sexual, right? Yirbu kedagim, that's the Rebbe's statement of Maishna Mishibuta, the minhag to spread dagim at a chupan. Because that's the free spread of genes, because they just release sperm into the water. And therefore, there's no problem of the meisim of the Dor HaMabul in terms of the yam. It's only a problem in terms of the specificity of the aretz. So there was no mabul in the yam, even though the meisim says later on that the water that was released in the mabul was boiling hot. But the Mephorshim said, but that's not in the ocean. The oceans remained cold. Yeah, that, what do you mean, he explains that. It says, So that's dafka b'chorava. Again, here like this, it's a diak that has nothing to do with the sugya. Who cares? But the point is, it's all fundamental to understanding what's going wrong. Dorash Rabbi Yosi ben Kesari. My dichtiv. What is the meaning here of this posik in Iyov again? Kal hu al pnei mayim tikulal chal katam ba'aretz lo yifne derech kiramim. Strange posik. It's light on the surface of the sea. May their portion be cursed in the land and not turn away from the path through the vineyards. It doesn't even hold together. So it's a remez again to the same sugya that Yoav is focused on here. Melamed shaya noach hatzadik mochiach bahem. Vomer lahem, he kept telling them for these 120 years. Asu teshuvah, v'imlav ha-kadosh baruch hu mivyeh lechem et ha-mabul, u'mikteh nivletchem al ha-mayim. Kalu al pnei ha-mayim, you know, you guys will float beautifully. Yeah. That's what he's telling them. Kalu al pnei ha-mayim. So, and it'll be kezikim, like, you know, like empty barrels. Shemakal pnei ha-mayim, v'lo od. Not only that, you will be a model for cursedness. So lokhim yam klala lechol ba'ei olam shema tikulal chal katam ba'aretz. You know, they'll still be talking about you in Congress, you know. Another flood. Lo yifne derech kiramim. Lo yifne derech kiramim. Melamed shayu mefanim derech kiramim. So this melamed shayu mefanim derech kiramim appears to be a mistake, according to most. Doesn't add up in the words. But rather, if we skip directly to the next words, where the people for the Dor HaMabul said, you know, we love these Nostradamus kinds of prophecies. You know, I mean, it's going to happen. 120 years, you know. Does he have a problem, you know? He's maybe stuck in the paths Ben HaKramim, so, you know, it's taking a long time to get all of these weapons over here. So, is there an issue? So, Mima Akev, if he's really so angry, who's preventing him from drowning the earth? Amar Lahem, so Noah said to that, look, Predachad Yeshlo Lotzimichem. There's one decent guy on this planet, that's Metushelah. So he's gotta die first. We're gonna need to be maspid him. So then they said, okay, well, you know, that kind of logic. Imkein lo nifne derech, we certainly don't intend to get back on the road, we'll tell you right now. Dorash Rava Maidechtim. And what is the meaning of the pasuk again in Iyov? Lapid buz la'ashtot sha'anan nechon l'mo'adei ragel. Again, lapid buz means a torch of embarrassment. What's this all about? He was very, very clear and strong about what it is that was going to happen to them. He didn't mince words. So that was like a torch. To them it was a joke. Amrulo, hey, old man, hey, nuthead, what the heck are you building a boat for in the middle of the land? Teva Zulama. Told you that incredible story. You were there, right? That time that we found somebody building a table?
Yes.
Where? Where else? But the mountains of California, of course. It's an incredible story. Yeah, we're driving along, you know, we've got all of these caravans driving like this. And we see this in the middle of absolutely nowhere in California. I mean, it's insane. We see a big sign in Hebrew. And it says, but it's got an arrow pointing to Aaron. Aaron? Jam on the brakes. We've got to see this. Go over there. Somebody's building a teva. So what? I don't even remember what it was. It was about, what was it about?
Something about
water
conservation.
Yeah, it was some kind of protest. But you know, so it was a California protest. Okay, fine. Explains what the protest was. What the heck is that sign in Hebrew?
Grocery store.
Huh? We went to the grocery store. So he says, well, we asked the rabbi, how did we say ark? And he said, Aaron. He wrote this. Can you imagine? So there was Tevat Noach as the Aaron. So he said to him, old man, you know, what are you doing? You know, God's gonna bring a flood. Really? What kind of flood? Imabul shel eish, what's he gonna use? He's gonna use napalm, exactly. We've got all kinds of technologies. Let me tell you something. Fire, we can handle. We use alita. Water, no problem. If he tries to bring water in the aretz, you ever heard of the Holland Tunnel? That's a problem. What, he's going to try bringing it from the sky? We can soak up all of his water. or some say Akashimo. Anyway, Amar Lahem Umevimi Bein Akaveri Glechem. Rashi learns that this means it'll drown you in your own semen, you idiots. Or a simple shot is the water could sprout up from out of your legs if you want. But the passion is Bein Akaveri Glechem, between your legs. Shenema Nochon Lemoade Raga. So therefore the Pasuk is referring specifically, again in the Yov, to this whole story. Tanya, Meme Hamabul Kashim Kishikvat Zera. Indeed, the water wasn't water. It was thick like semen. Shinemar Nochon Lemoade Raga. Again, that supports Rashi's first pshat. Omer Evchista Barotchin Kilkilu. Look, they started off with hot stuff. So it was all about sex. It was all about Avera. And therefore, Barotchim Nidonu, that's why we find that the water of the marble was also boiling out. Ktivacha Vayashoku Hamayim. Uchtivatam Vachamat Hamelach Shachacha. The idea of Vayashoku doesn't simply mean to recede. It means to cool. And that we see from the story of the Chamat HaMelech by Esther. Vayili Shivat Hayamim. Shivat Hayamim, the 7 days. What do you mean, the 7 days? I mean, were there, which 7 days? Umeyam Abul Ayolah, Matibam Shivat Hayamim. What specifically is there about the 7 days? Omar Avelu Yimei Avelut Shal Mitushalach. These were the 7 days. If you add up the years of Mitushalach, he lives precisely till the beginning of the Mabul. And that's what we were referring to before when I said, Yeshli Pridachat Benechem. And therefore, there needed to be a hesped, and that hesped prevented the marble. Lalamdacha she'espedan shel tzadikim ma'akvin et ha'puranut. That as people become aware of the grandeur of tzadikim, that itself contains in it elements of teshuvah, even though they don't do teshuvah, and it's ma'akev, the din. Davar acher, l'shivat hayamim, it's the shivat yamim shishina l'yam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seder Bereshit. It was 7 days in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the recognition that they're living in a world of chaos. That as far as they were concerned, the sun was rising in the west, setting in the east. As we saw, the entire idea of the Mabul is that it's not part of natural history, obviously. So that there's no remnants of a Mabul, no physical capability of there being a Mabul. So the idea is really crazy. But that's part of the Shnot Tohu. Remember that the Mabul represents the first 2,000 years, is Shnot Tohu, which means that it's part of the prehistory of Bria. While Bria is now finding itself. And therefore, you know, there's no particular Seder. And another pshat is Shivat Hayamin. It's like, you know, you're counting to the kid, you know, okay, I'm going to count to three, 2.5. So the same thing. Okay, I said 120 years, 120, 119, and there's another 7 days, you know. So it's Malami Shikabalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zman Gadol, V'Chakach Zman Katan. Davar Acher L'Shivat Hayamin. He wanted them to know what they lost. So there were 7 days that they had a sense of what the world could have been, to know at least what they lost. Shitima Me'in Olam Haba, Kedei She'edu Ma Tova Man U'Me'en. Then it says, Mikol HaBeima Torah Tikach Lecha Shiva Shiva Ish V'Ishto. And what do you mean, Ish V'Ishto? Who ever heard of an animal being married? I mean, his own monogamy. Ishut LaBeima Mi'itle. Omer Shuba Nachmini Omer B'Yonatan. No, it means Ishut in the sense of natural sexuality. Otam Shalom Nevda Be'ema Vira. Talking about, since the whole focus over here was not on the breakdown, that was the interspecies sex, so any animal that had been used in that way was not accepted in Theva. And mina yada, so how did Noah, and that's their ishut, in other words, the equivalent of licit sex to an animal is staying within the species. How would he know? It's very simple. It was whatever animals could be accepted by the teva, those were automatically the ones that were ro'ui. So kol sha'teva kolatato, biyadua shelo nevda be'mavira, v'chol she'ina teva kolatato, biyadua shelo nevda be'mavira. So whatever the teva would accept, it was clear that those were animals that had never been used in any kinky way. Rabbi Abu Omer, it's very simple. It's not that he needed to bring the animals. The animals that were meant to be on the teva were otan abaim mi'alehem, the ones that came on their own. Those were the ones that went in. One of them says it's mavliga, some say it's golmish, neither of which I know what they are. Tzohar ta'asel teva. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noah, that Tzohar is a lotion of light, and it means, Kva b'avanim tovot o bargoliot, use radiant stones that are emitting radiation. Kedei shu mi'irot lachem k'tzorayim, so that you have your own, basically the walls of the teva are meant to be light. V'alamat echalenu milamala, Because remember, the Ma'orot weren't Mishamish, was it later on, during the time of the Mabul. So what's the point of Tzohar in the normal sense of Stama window? Velamata kalenam in l'mala. What's the idea of having it built in such a strange way? It's only coming up to a point that in the context of, in this such a storm like the Mabul, it's basically almost a submarine. So this water falls off the side and it's low in the water and therefore it could survive this. Tachtiyim shnim shushim te'aseh, make it three stories. Tachtiyim was used for zevel, was used for waste products. Obviously it started off being used food, but food turns into waste products. And then the emtsayim was for behema, and the yonim la'adam. Vayishlach ta'orev, and then he sent out the raven. Omar Reish Lakish, you know, there's a good reason why the raven refused to go. Teshuvah nitzachat teshivo orev lenoach. Omar lo, the raven said to him, Rab chason ani v'atasan haitani. You know, your master hates me and you hate me. Your master, meaning God, Rab chason ani. Take a look at this. From all of the animals that he calls tahor, he takes seven. And from the tmeim, he takes two. And you're just as bad. You could have chosen an animal in which you send out a bird, and if anything happens to the bird, the species survives. You jerk. You choose an animal that only has two. So you send me out, and if something happens to me, what happens to the species? Ata miniach mimin shiva, v'shach mimin shnayim, impogea bi sar chama o sar tzina. And if I'm killed by the heat, the cold, lo nimtza olam chaser b'riachad, you don't even care that the world is missing a species. O shema liyishti ata tzarecha, maybe you got your eye on my wife. Omar lo rasha, b'mutarli ne'asarli. I'm not even allowed to sleep with my own wife. B'ne'asarli lo koshiket. You think I'm looking at yours? Umina, it's interesting that some learn this was a direct response to the whole original part. Because we'll say later on, the only animal that continued to have sex in the Teva is the Orev. So he was saying, I don't really care because as a male, you've done your job. So goodbye. You left your wife pregnant anyway.
You're expendable.
They're expendable, exactly. So now, Mr. Spermbag, you can go, essentially. That's about it. So, but that means it's direct response to the Taina, where he's saying, I'm not even allowed to sleep with my own wife, as opposed to you. Where do we see that indeed there was not to be any sexual activity on the Teva? Note that in the coming into the Teva, it says, Ata ubata ela teva ata uvanecha, you and your sons, the ishtecha and your wife, unishevanecha itach, and your son's wife. So it lists a list of the males and then a list of the females. But when it's time to leave the teva, it says, Tsemina teva ata vi ishtecha, you and your wife, uvanecha and your sons and their wives. Because during the time that they were on the teva, indeed they segregated the sexes. Vyomar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, you see from here, the point is that, again, since this whole thing was a response to the breakdown of sexuality, the Teva was zero reproduction. And that whole time was a time in which things were held in abeyance. There was no functioning of nature. There were three animals that had sex in the Teva. Among the birds, it was only the Orev. It was also the dog, the Kelev, the Orev, and one human, Cham. The Kelev, because of that, Kulam Loku, they were all punished. The Kelev is always tied up, poor doggy. So it was always sitting there on the chain. What a way to live. The Orev Rak, a part of the Orev's mating, is that they spit into each other's mouth. And Cham was Lakaboro, and Cham was turned black in his skin. Vayishlachata yonami tolerote kelo amai. What do you mean, me'ito? Vayishlachata yonat. It's like shlachata orev. Why does it have to be me'ito? So you see from here that mikan, this teaches us that Omre Mirmiya, shadiratan shalofot orim imat tzadiki, that there's a primal connection between birds that are tohar to tzadikim, as nudi archem tzipor, as David HaMelech points out. That the neshama of a tzadik is called a bird. V'inei alei zayit teref b'fia. What was the sign, specifically, of an alei zayit? Amar Rabbi Elazar amra yona lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was as if the yona was saying, Ribono Shel Olam, it's been hell. Yom mezonotai merurim kizayit u'misrim b'yadecha. I would prefer to have only the bitter taste of the leaves of the olive, but coming from you and not dependent on these humans. V'ayu metukim kedvash mesurim biyad basar v'dam. My mashmada hai teref lishna bezoni. What makes us think that it's a reference to its food? Dechtiv hatrifeni lechem chukis. You see, the lashon of teref is a person's parnasa, what he's being given to live on. And then it says, l'm mishpachoteim yatzu mina teva. They came out according to their families. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that means only l'm mishpachoteim. Some take this, there's a lot of different approaches to this. Some take this to mean only the species survive, not the individuals. In other words, the individuals here were vectors for their genetic content. They themselves were so damaged individually by spending the year in the Teva that they really didn't make it personally. But at least the genes survived. That's the Yad Ramah's Prat. Rashi learns in order to make it work in the next piece of Gemara, Bishkotam Velohim means that it wasn't them that came out, meaning all of them, as a mixture, as if all of these species could have survived together, but rather each species was uniquely taken care of in the Teva. And that ties into the next piece of the Gemara, in which Rav Chana bar Bizna says that Eliezer, Eved Avram, spoke to Shem, the Shem Rava, that was the great Shem, the son of Noah, and pointed out to him, it says, "Mishpachoteim yatzu min ha-teva," which is a disaster, because that means that somebody was responsible for keeping up the zoo, basically. I mean, this was not like a free-for-all. That must have been you. So, Aton Eichan Avitun. So, like, how did you make it through this? Amarlo, so Shem said to him, it was hell. Tzar gadol ha-yalanu ba-teva. You have to understand what we went through that year. Biryashidar kala achila b'yom achalnu b'yom. If there was something that required feeding in the day, we fed in the day. Dar kala achila b'layla achalnu b'layla. I mean, we have all kinds of crazy stories. How the heck do you figure out whatever species it needs to eat? There's this thing called a zikita. I had no idea. My father didn't have any idea what it eats. One day he was peeling a pomegranate, and nafatolata mina, and a worm falls out of the pomegranate, and this thing jumps on the worm and eats it. Ah! So now he knows it eats worms. Okay. So we got velech avigav lechizra, so that he used to now make a mixture that would grow worms. Kimitla, I'm going to turn wormy, that's what it ate. Arye, the lion, it's a serious problem. Ishta zinate, I mean, he got such a, he would have been wild over there. He had such a fever that he basically was kept das out by the fever, and the body temperature was kept up by the fever. The Omerav lo botzer mishita v'lo tvemi tresa zina ishata. A real high fever keeps you from eating. Not less than 6 days it could keep you going, not more than 12, or something gears to 12 years. Orshina, this bird, the Orshina, Ashkechina Abba Degani Besafta Tevuta, he found it sleeping in like this small place that it made itself, a place on the table. Amarle, and he asks this bird, Lo Beita Mizune, don't you need to eat? Why do you not show up? Amrale, so it told him, you know, Chaziticha David Tarida, I saw how much you're going through. Amina, and I said to myself, you know what, I don't have the heart to bother you. Lo Atzarcha. Amarla ye rava delot tamut. May you not die. Shem of Omar, that's the reference now to the im kini egva v'kachol arba yamim. I said, I will die in my own cage, and therefore, with like the chol, will live for many years. Apparently, there was something that was willing to live in its own cage, die in its own cage. Omer Chana bar Livoi, Omer Shem Rabba Eliezer. So Shem Rabba asked Eliezer, you asked me how we survived in the Teva. You guys must have had a heck of a time in that war where you were the only guy, together with Avram, who's fighting the First World War against all of those Malachim. So Kiyoto Aleichu Malchei Mizrachu Ma'arav, Aton Eicha Avidatua. What did you do during that time? Omer Lei, I'll tell you, I take Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram. Kodesh Baruch Hu took Avraham Votvim Yimine, put him by his right side. By Veshadin and Afra, he would throw dirt, and it would turn into swords, flying missiles. Gili, and he would take, now, straw, by the Giri, it would become arrows. And this we see in the Mizmor Le David, Nuum Hashem La'aduni, who's like, who would say La'aduni, Eliezer Eved Avram, would be referring to, this is what Hashem said to my master. Shevel Yimini, you sit on my right side, Adashit Oyevech, Adom L'Raglech, till I turn your enemies into a hassock for your feet. L'chtiv mi ha'ir mi mizrach tzedek yikreo l'raglo. Yitin l'fanav goyim. Umlachim yerd. Yitin ka'afar charbo k'kash nidav kashto. So here the afar becomes the cherev, the kash becomes keshet. And tomorrow we'll see the beautiful story of Nachum Ish Gamzu that continued this. Sorry, but it was an awful long time. I don't know how we could have done it much faster. Time for...